the two of you have experienced significant stress at that time and certainly through the years that have followed that that brings some real credibility to what you're writing about as well.
Well, some of the things that as we were rereading the book and you know, taking a careful look at it, I mean, I just had to laugh sometimes because of how little we knew back then. I mean, we did our best. I think it was a decent book. And I would say for two people who in the time were, you know, in their, say, late 20s, we did okay. But so many of the stresses in our life came after that. And I think, you know, we have a lot of friends right now. Our parents were, Nancy and my parents were older considering our age. And so we lost all four of our parents long before many of our friends lost any of their parents, couples our age. But now many, many couples our age are, you know, going through some of the stresses of life that, yes, the kids are growing up. Some things in life are easier, but other things are definitely harder. For instance, facing end-of-life decisions related to your parents. And if it's a married couple, often that means there's four parents out there, and one by one they're getting sick and dying, and the stresses that are related to that. Not to mention the fact that, say, if you've had children who have grown up, they're facing their own problems. You know, there are people who, you know, they love to see their grandkids grow up, but now we got a call yesterday from somebody who visits his granddaughter in jail. She's been in jail for years. And so, yeah, life just for us and for everyone, the longer you live, the more stress you have to deal with.